John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and joining me now is someone who will, well, I have to confess, we had some real fun conversation before we started sharing with you folks. And if there were ever two kindred spirits that connected to share for your benefit, this is one of those moments, because Leah Huber is my guest. She is the author of Nourished. It is a fantastic book. You will learn so much more about. But to say that that's what she's about would be like saying, you know, here's a grain of salt. That's what a cake is all about. No, it isn't that way. There's so much more to what this wonderful, creative, visionary food person, this vivacious person is going to be sharing with you. Nourished is a memoir of food, faith, and enduring love with recipes. And for us here in the heartland, I don't think there can be anything that resonates more. Iowa, of course, and you follow this, Leah, all the time. Mm-hmm. Iowa has just become a hotbed for these micro farms where we have the sources and everything like that. So when the seasons hit, holy moly, I am having a blast here. But you understand that because California has that same kind of thing times 10. And so... but here's what you do, from my impression, with your book, is you not only cover areas like that, like the Midwest and the Heartland and California, you travel the world and find all these wonderful elements that really the everyday person can incorporate into his or her consumption life. That's really neat.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah, I am sort of a unique bird in that I lived in Illinois for the first 15 years of my life, and both of my parents, going back generations, are from the Midwest, are from Illinois. So I've got that, you know, deep Midwestern rooting. And then my parents moved to the East Coast, where I lived in the Northeast for 2 years. And then I went to school down south in New Orleans for 4 years. I spent one of those 4 years in Paris. So that was the beginning of my international adventures. And then I moved to the West Coast when I got married. And so there's a little bit of every area in the United States in me, and then also my international travels as well. But I think one of the things that I've noticed in myself with all of my travels in the United States and around the world is that as much as I love, you know, a great grand meal, those are lovely and wonderful, but the ones that really stick with me and resonate and hum are the simple meals, you know, made from those local fresh ingredients that we're surrounded by, you know, in a particular place. Those are the ones that really, I think, are the ones that nourish us most deeply.
Well, and that nourish is just such a wonderful term. Yeah. In fact, you know, I better mention this now. I'll mention this several times. Leah has put together an incredible website. It's also your portal to connect with the book itself, Nourished, but it's called nourishevolution.com. Nourishevolution.com, filled with great stuff. And she's going to tell you more about what this gateway to her world that she's sharing with you is all about. But, you know, I'm gonna start with kind of my background. Being a Southeast Iowa farm boy, mm-hmm. I grew up baling hay and things like that in the summer. Oh, so yeah. At noontime, you had dinner. And uh-huh. Dinner was this multi-thousand course consumption. And then you went back out and you worked it off. And later in life, as I traveled more and was experimenting with different tastes and cuisines and cultures and things, I found the minimalist approach was so much more gratifying. Mm-hmm. And this is what you're kind of like our gatekeeper, our guide, our savant.
Well, it's funny because I think we've just made food so complicated here in America, especially in the last, you know, decade or so, as people have become sort of armchair cooks, you know, watching the TV shows and things. And I'm finding that our expectations, our you know, bar is just so high. And I, you know, one of the things that I really want to get across to people is it doesn't have to be. You know, I just had a delicious lunch of leftover roasted vegetables that I heated up in some olive oil and fried an egg over it. And it was fantastic and very nourishing, you know. And those kinds of meals are the types of meals that have sustained people around the globe for millennia, you know, and done well. And now I just heard, where did I read this? I heard or read somebody had said, oh, you know, you're a good cook or something like that, or you cook for your family every night or something. And she sort of pulled back and got all flustered and went, well, I'm not a chef or anything. And I got so sad because I feel like that's so often the reaction that people have is that people associate, if I'm going to cook for my family every night, then I have to be a chef. And that is absolutely not true. We do not have to have a chef's coat to cook for our family every night. We don't have to have a white coat, you know, medical coat on to know what's smart to eat, you know? And so part of my message is really just peeling it all back to the basics and giving people permission to say, hey, you know what? This can actually be pretty simple. You know, I don't have to put a lot of fluff and fanfare around this. And wrapped up in that is also a ton of joy and pleasure. You know, that's the other piece of this, is that somehow here in America we've sort of wrapped up, if something is healthy, then it has to be this feeling of deprivation. We're like, ugh, God, when can I go back to the good
stuff?
Oh,
God.
You know, right? Right?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I think when we get to the place where we're eating at this intersection of what is naturally nourishing to our bodies, but also we're preparing it in a way that's really pleasurable. You know, we have the right techniques to do that, simple techniques, you know, high heat roasting or sauteing like I just did with these leftover veggies, and some simple meal planning techniques to make it possible in everyday life. That's when we're going to find deep joy in the everyday. And we're also, that's going to allow us to have more permission to enjoy when we're going into a celebratory season, like, for instance, we are now, because the more we're able to sort of stick to those joyful everyday moments, then we can really look for, like, already I'm looking forward to our Christmas Eve dinner. I know what I'm going to make. I'm so excited for it because it's going to be a beef tenderloin and a, and I'm making the scalloped potatoes, or not scalloped potatoes, potato gratin that's in Nourished. Such a great recipe. But those are things that I'll eat once or twice a year because they're decadent, you know? And I'm not going to feel guilty about it because in the meantime, I'm eating, you know, lunches of roasted vegetables and fried eggs, you know, some really simple food, and finding plenty of pleasure in that.
But you're finding ways to make it unique and special. Nourished is the title of Leah Huber's book. Nourished is a fantastic book. I can't recommend it more because it's not just about what she's talking about when it comes to the consumable aspects of what's between the covers. It's what she infuses philosophically into her words. And she shares it with you in such an enticing way that it's almost like you're shaking your head and all of a sudden you're realizing that this fluff and stuff that you were talking about that's been kind of slowly encroaching in our lives over the last many decades, mm-hmm. we don't need, and it's not necessary. God bless the marketers and all those other things that are happening out there, but finding those simplicities in life and understanding that dining, which is obviously something we need for our existence, can also become so much more. And that is, obviously, listening to you, that's the passion you have, Leah.
Yes, very much so. I mean, you said it so beautifully, and it really is. And that was the big aha for me on this journey. You know, Nourished is really the story that was born from a quest to answer the question, what should I be eating to nourish myself? Because I had just gone through two life-threatening illnesses in my late 20s. And I came out of it and was like, whoa, you know, I thought I knew what I should be eating, but obviously I don't. And so I leaned into my writing credentials and went and asked the experts what I should be eating. And the answer came back consistently, whether I was talking to somebody in Greece or somebody at Harvard or, you know, somebody at Penn. I mean, the answer is, we should be eating a lot of seasonal vegetables. We should be eating whole grains. And everything should be, you know, cooked with healthy fats and rounded out by protein that we feel good about where it came from. And my challenge, though, was I hated vegetables. I mean, a loud vegetable hater.
Oh, gosh, does that make me laugh.
Oh, my gosh. It really does, right? I mean, it's a joke. It's so funny because now this is what I make, you know, this is my life. This is my calling, right, to get others excited and passionate about this way of eating. But that was really the journey for me. But what I found along the way is as I learned how to make these foods that I wouldn't dread eating, but foods that I looked forward to eating, What I discovered was it also had this ripple effect on my life. When I was eating that way, as opposed to eating a bunch of meat and potatoes or eating a bunch of, you know, processed foods, I found that it had this ripple effect on the rest of my life, where I was more connected to a deeper part of myself. I was more connected to others, and I became a lot more concerned and connected about where food came from and about being a good steward of the earth.
Exactly. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a nice, I kind of slam the marketing and PR industry a little bit there. My apologies to you folks out there. Because at the same time, marketing and PR has also done us great favors that fresh foods are so much more accessible to any place in America, in the world, than they used to be.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
there's really no excuse to not try the fresh things.
For sure.
And,
yeah.
And you probably, well, this is what Nourished is all about, folks. This book is fantastic. It's a journey book, you know, because Leah Huber helps you with this journey into kind of a new viewpoint, new perspective. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, as you start turning the pages, you're going to start salivating and you're going to start saying, I need to start experimenting more.
Yep.
And that's where I see you. You must be just kind of like this mad food scientist.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, first of all, I think it's about getting to that mindset where we give ourselves permission. And that's where when you talk about the marketing, I think that that's the biggest, I won't say harm, but just the biggest awareness that we need to bring to ourselves is that whether we think it consciously or not, we're affected by this food marketing. And so there are layers that we have to kind of get through. And for myself, you know, I found it was like, oh, wait, I can like vegetables as much as I like, you know, a Big Mac. Oh, wait, there are ways that I can make real food possible in the middle of the week. Oh, wait. And actually, you know, there are all these sort of things that we have to reprogram ourselves so that we'll actually believe and give ourselves permission that we can cook real food within our busy schedules and make it work, you know, for our families every week. And that's absolutely possible. But then when it comes to the experimenting, it is. It's you know, I actually liken, I call getting to this place of, you know, this nourished way of eating, I call it an eating practice, because it's not something you try once and it doesn't work and you give it up. It's just like if you were going to try to play the violin. You would never expect to pick up a violin and play a concerto the next day, right? You know, you'd have to learn how to hold the bow and learn how to tighten the bow and learn how to tune the strings and learn how to hold your fingers on the strings and learn how to draw the bow across the strings. All these things that you would have to learn to make pleasurable sounds from that violin. And the same goes in the kitchen. It's nothing beyond the scope of anybody. These are all, you know, fairly mundane tasks. Mundane is maybe not the right word, but these are all tasks and strategies and techniques that we can all learn. It's just a matter of giving ourselves permission to do it and giving, you know, having that perspective of, oh, wait, this is something that I do need to work at, and I do need to commit to, and I do need to say this is important, and it's something I want to learn how to incorporate this into my everyday life. As opposed to, we tend to come at it as, oh, everybody says this is impossible to cook like this on an everyday basis, so I'm just going to say it's impossible. No one would go to a violin, learning a violin like that, you know? They'd be like, oh, okay, this is going to take some time, and it's going to take some practice and some commitment, and they would do it, you know, and they'd get there. So that's, I think, a good analogy and a good way to think about it, because it just opens up that you know, well of compassion for yourself and going into it.
It's perfect. It's a perfect way to approach it. Leah Huber is my guest. As you can tell, she has a boundless amount of energy, and she has so much to share with you. Her book is called Nourished, and I can't encourage this enough. Because Nourished is a memoir of food, faith, and enduring love. And what a great way to title that. She has a marvelous website, nourishevolution.com. That is your gateway. If you get signed up there, she's not going to deluge you with information, but she's going to send you updates on a regular basis. This, in turn, is a great way to help yourself. I've had food problems in the past. I mean, I've gone the quick route of just gobble something down and it's not really good for me, mm-hmm. where it really doesn't take that much more time. Also, I wanted to ask you one other question that's coming from left field now. What do you do when it comes with, as a parent with children, to teach that same kind of love and passion and understanding of what food can mean for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first of all, our greatest teachers for our kids, especially when it comes to food, and greatest models are ourselves. You know, so we can't expect our children to grow up desiring to eat any way that's, you know, in a certain way if we're not already modeling it ourselves, you know. So I think that that's really important. And this is, again, a long-term game. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I will tell you it is not a linear path what I'm talking about at all. So this is something you just need to commit to. And in our house, we have a one-taste rule where it's just you just take one taste of something, and you're allowed to say, like, she has full permission to say, you know, Mom, I haven't learned to like it yet. We have language around this, so where it's not I hate it, I don't like it, because that shuts the door. But the language is just, this is a journey, you know, and this isn't, I'm not right here yet. I haven't learned to like it yet, or I just don't prefer this right now. And that's okay. That gives her permission to be on her own journey discovering food as we go, you know. There was one time, do we have time for me to tell a little story about Brussels
sprouts? Of course you do.
Okay. So there's my daughter, whenever, you know, there'd be a questionnaire and it would say, what's your least favorite food? She would, like, write in all caps with several exclamation points, Brussels sprouts. She hated them, or declared she hated them. And this is where she actually used those words, I hate these. And then one day I was developing a recipe for our online meal planning program, Cook the Seasons, and I had mustard-coated Brussels sprouts with crispy breadcrumb topping.
Ooh.
And she had my daughter had a friend over, and they were going on and on about how gross Brussels sprouts were. And then I took them out of the oven, and they just smelled so good. And they had this gorgeous little crispy, you know, coating on the top. And I took a bite to taste them to see if they were, you know, good enough to write the recipe down. And they were really good. And I was kind of moaning and groaning because it was so good. And they're looking at me, and they're like, oh, she goes, can I try a bite? I was like, oh, you want to try a bite? Okay, fine. You know, she takes a bite. She's like, oh. Can I have another bite? And she takes another bite. And then she's like, can I have the rest of the plate? And she and her friend went and gobbled the entire plate of Brussels sprouts.
And so, the heavenly chords were played, and the light came raining down into your kitchen that day.
Exactly. Well, and then, of course, my job was to just totally play it cool and be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and there is the beauty. You are such a wonderful guide. This is what happens with nourished folks is... you're going to make discoveries just because it's going to be your choice. And I say that with a big, yes, wonderful smile on my face,
yeah,
but it's in such a delightful way. Leah Huber has a way of just crafting the language, what you learn, what you explore, what you understand, what kind of seeps into your soul in such a beautiful way with Nourished. It is a book you really need to get. And once you get it for yourself, you're going to say, why didn't I buy about 6 copies? I've got 5 friends that need to have this too. You can do that. You have our permission. But in the meantime, learn to love food in the way that Leah Huber helps you understand to love food. It is a great world out there, and she helps you with that exploration process. I'm just going to say one thing because we could talk for a lot longer. I'm going to restrain myself, and we're just simply going to say, I hope we can continue the dialogue down the road because we are just starting to, let's just say this was our appetizer.
I love that, John. I love that. Definitely.
Thank you for your time today. Folks, go to nourishevolution.com. That is your portal to this wonderful world that Leah Huber has just awaiting your delight. Get her book, Nourished, by all means. And as you just heard, I kind of exacted a promise from her that we will continue the dialogue down the road sometime.
Yes.
Thank you so much, yes. Leah.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.